chemistry experiment this afternoon, we could goof off lab work the rest of the week.
Yeah, you'll be plenty busy on account of it being club week.
You mean we'll be plenty busy?
No, I'm not kidding myself, Rob. I don't figure that I'm...
It starts at 9:30. You have to be on time. You're not until here, John, to be there. Are you bring ours to that thing?
Yeah, let me take it
there. Lightnings.
Yeah.
Let's see, there's lightnings and Vikings and chieftains and heroes. Which one do you think we ought to join?
It's like I said, Rob. I don't figure I'll get an invite to a...
Well, you will. Come off it, will you, Hank? Look, I told you, whatever I join, you join.
Yeah, but I...
Look, are we friends or aren't we?
Well, of course
we are. Okay, that settles it. We're friends. One for all and all for one. Any club wants either of us, they have to take both of us.
Hey, you mean it?
Well, didn't I just say? Hank and Robbie, like Damon and Phidias. Or, Achilles and Patrocles. Yeah, sure. Or Robin Hood and a little... Achilles and who? Patrocles. We had them in world literature. Oh. Well, come on, let's wrap up that chem experiment. Okay.
Oh, Robbie.
Yes, Miss Elliot?
Robbie, I just wanted to tell you how very pleased I was with those maps you made for the class. They were very nice work.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, Miss Elliot.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I remember your brother Mike. He used to do the most meticulous, wonderful map work for me.
Hey, we got a place to ourselves.
What's wrong with you?
No.
Did I say anything?
Heat 15 grams of ammonium hydroxide.
Was it old Lady Elliot?
All she said was that my brother Mike was the greatest. Like everybody does. Like the time when I was the first guy in the squad to clear the 5-6 bar, and the coach said, "It's about time, Douglas, because when your brother Mike was a freshman, he could clear the 5-10.
You got a match for the burner?
Yeah. Mike was pretty good.
Okay, so do I have to be reminded of it all the time? Mike got A's and B's. Mike was on the student council. Mike was a four letterman. Mike was a stupid genius. Mike.
Now who blew up? Are you bleeding?
No, sir. Why, as a matter of fact, I was looking for a pencil that I dropped on the floor. Something happened?
I'm sorry, Mr. Cronkite. I just tried to light the Bunsen burner. I guess I turned on the gas too soon.
Yes, of course you did. I'm pressing my luck every day I stay in this job. I should have come to an explosive end years ago. Oh, nothing. You're Douglas, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Robbie Douglas.
I thought so. I remember your brother Mike. He tried to make simple table salt one afternoon, and somehow he made hydrogen sulfide instead. We had to close the school and air it for 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember Mike. The worst stench this laboratory has ever experienced. And we've had some Lulus. A very unique boy.
You see, even when I'm dumb, they still remember that Mike was better at being dumber.
I better get on home, Rob.
Yeah, look, Hank, it's not you, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, here you are.
Hi, Hank.
Hi, Mike. Hey, Rob, look what I just found.
Hey, a Viking jacket.
Yeah.
Were you in Vikings?
Oh, 3 years. Oh. I just talked to Whit Davis, president of the club this year. You're in.
In Vikings?
Yeah.
It's all arranged.
Well, you can just go ahead and unarrange it.
Huh?
You heard me.
Well, for Pete's sake, what's the matter with you, Rob? I'll even give you my jacket. I'm just trying to do you a favor.
I don't want any favors.
Oh, come on, Robbie.
Okay. I guess it's not your fault. It's just you don't know what it's like being Mike Douglas's kid brother. I get your old bike when it gets too small for you. And I get your old clothes when you get too big for them. And now I got your old school and your old teachers and your old marks to live up to. But I'm not taking your old jacket from your old club.
Well, okay, if that's the way you feel about it. Make it on your own.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Well, I happen to have a couple of good friends in the Lightnings and Heroes. I could go kick them in the shins if it'd make you feel better.
Gee, Mike, did you get an invite to Lightnings, Heroes, and Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he never got one from Chieftains.
Well, that didn't exactly break my heart. They're the biggest bunch of snobs. I didn't even...
Hank and I have just decided. We're gonna join the Chieftains.
Boy, you flip, Robbie.
You sure have. Listen, that gang is so high-hat,
how do you know what they are? You never even got close enough to them to say hello.
Oh, listen to me, Robbie. Now, look, they only choose a couple of guys a year, and then they have to be from families with a wad of dough or a swimming pool or something. Now, you know, we don't run around with a bunch like that.
You mean you don't? Because you never got asked.
So you can't stand the idea that I might make it, huh? Well, I'm gonna. Me, Robbie Douglas, on my own 2 feet.
Well, I hope you don't get your toes stepped on.
Quit worrying, will you? We'll go to the chief in an open house tomorrow and let him know we're available.
Boy, are you a dreamer. Well, look, if they took you, they wouldn't even take me.
Look, they'll take both of us. Remember, Douglas and Ferguson. Like, Gilbert and Sullivan. Or Romulus and Remus. Or Achilles and that other. He called me up just a couple minutes ago on this phone. I picked up the phone and he said, "Hello, Douglas," just like that, on this very phone.
Man, that's turbulent.
Yeah. Oh, this guy, Don Hatfield, he's the president of the Chieftains, and he said that I was supposed to meet the membership committee tomorrow after school so they could check me over, you know, and see if I've got all the 10 arms on each finger and 2 sets of teeth and stuff.
Don't get so excited.
Well, look, who's excited? You just meet me in the halls and wait, okay? And don't worry. Yeah, I'll tell him you know what. Uh-huh. Damon and Pythias.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
You sure that wasn't some buddy of yours pulling your leg and not one of the chieftains?
Well, sure. What do you think they do anyhow? Send out engraved invitations when they want to see you?
Well, I wouldn't know. They didn't want to see me, remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, that's okay, Mike. I'll let you know what goes on. At least the stuff we make public to outsiders.
Douglas, my friends, doesn't have a mother.
No kidding.
He's got 2 brothers, a father and a grandfather. And the word is that their place is strictly open house. And nobody gets fussy.
You know, that boy belongs to us.
Watch it. Here he comes.
Hi.
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 I was told to come here.
You Douglas?
Yes, Robbie Douglas.
Don Hatfield. I'm the president.
I'm Robbie Douglas.
Oh. Tony Wade. Hal Seeley. Committee.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Hi. I'm Rob.
Hi. I guess you know why we asked you to come here, Douglas. Chieftains is the smallest club here. And we're kind of particular about who we let in.
Oh, sure.
When so happens, we've been watching you, and we think you're our kind of man.
Oh, well, gee, that's great.
This is the insignia, $1. You buy your own jacket, same as us. If you want to join, that is.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, you better want to join. Yeah.
Then take it. I'm treasurer. You can pay me later.
Oh, thanks.
Initiation next Saturday. How about making the festivities at your house?
My house? Well, yeah, sure, if it's okay with you. Yeah.
Okay, boy.
See you. You bet.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, you guys. I almost forgot something real important.
Some fab about your house Saturday night?
It's about my friend, Hank Ferguson. You see, I made him a promise. Whatever club I joined, I'd get him in as a member, too.
Douglas, I know Ferguson. And he isn't for chieftains, believe me.
No, you see, the thing is, the guy just isn't for us, Douglas. He wouldn't be happy with us, and we wouldn't be happy with him. You don't want to make your pal feel out of place, do you?
No, you got Hank all wrong. He's a real swell guy. He's just...
There's a lot of swell guys in school, Douglas. If we took them all in the chieftains, we'd be the largest club instead of the smallest one.
I'm not talking about other guys, you guys. I'm just trying to say...
Okay, let's quit fooling around, Douglas. Now, chieftains want you. They don't want Hank. Now, do you keep that insignia or do you give it back to Tony?
Look, you guys don't understand. You see, I promised Hank. I said Damon and Pythias, Achilles and that other guy. And
you want it, or do I take it back?
Well, maybe I could talk to Hank and see if he really wouldn't mind. I mean, he did say that he... But I promised him...
So if I could tell you tomorrow...
Maybe you don't realize the honor of getting an invite to Chieftains, Douglas. We make an invite once and only once.
You mean I have to decide now?
Right now.
I live at 837 Mill Street. I'll see you Saturday night.
Okay, we'll see you.
I thought you were never coming out. What are they... You made it! You... Chieftains! Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in Chieftains!
Hank.
I couldn't even imagine getting into any club. When you said Chieftains, well... My gosh, me in Chieftains! What did they say when you told them about me and you? I thought of a whole batch of others. There's Gilbert and Sullivan and Rogers and Hart. And those other two guys that...
Hank.
Yeah?
Well, the thing is, Hank... Well, it's like they said when I asked. Chieftains are sort of different. Some people don't even like them. And they just didn't think that you like them either.
You mean they didn't think they liked me, huh?
No. No, Hank. It's just that... Well, we all thought that you'd be happier in some club like... Well, say like the Euros or Vikings or something like that.
Except that I can't get in. Well, the only way I was going to get into a club at all was... Well, that you were going to fix it so we were together. Remember?
Look, I told you why I...
I know. I didn't expect to get in, honest. So long, Rob.
Congratulate him or console him.
A man can even watch his own television set in his own house. There's a good fight on, too.
Well, we just have to make the best of it, Bob. This is Robbie's big night.
Yeah.
He does, those appetizers were fine. How about the main course, huh?
Got a few more sandwiches.
That was 2 weeks ago. So then, she got real shook up, just kept yelling. She just kept yelling. Then all of a sudden, Tony just stands there and he goes, "Who, me?"
You're kidding. I didn't know she was looking at me.
Well, she was.
Me? Let me tell you about the time Tony asked this redhead, what happened. And she said, "What, are you some kind of a nut?"
Hey, Douglas, why aren't you laughing?
Yeah, well, come laugh. On. Tony's a funny man here.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I think that's gonna work. Huh? There. So. There, that's what we'll put on our jackets.
What kind of thing is that? It looks like a hot dog.
It's a rifle. We call ourselves the Riflers. We can charge and everything. It's finished! Charge!
Hey, watch where you're going, will you, Squirt?
I'm not gonna join any old club called the Riflers.
That's okay, because you wouldn't take it anyhow.
Boy, what a goofy friend. Join a club and then tell me I can't join.
Shut up, the both of you. Just shut up.
Does he have a sock, little kid?
No, but he likes to yell at people like me.
And quit whispering behind my back.
Well, nice going.
Huh?
I heard you out there with the kids. That's the best display of rotten humor so far. You're getting better at it every day.
Why don't you shut up?
Tell me something, Rob. Does that club of yours give lessons in how to be a heel, or does it just come naturally with membership?
I said shut up!
How's this affecting Hank? He used to be a pretty nice kid, too. Is he as obnoxious as you are since he's joined the Chieftains?
All right! What's going on here? Now, cut it out! I said stop it now!
Mike, I'd like to talk to Robbie alone. Go on. What happened?
Mike just said something, and I didn't think it was very...
I don't imagine this is Mike's fault, is it? The way you've been acting around here the last few days, I imagine you started it, right?
Well, that stupid Hank Ferguson.
Hank, what's he got to do?
Can I help it if he's such a nothing that the chieftains wouldn't take him?
Do you mean to say you didn't fix it so you and Hank joined the chieftains together?
Well, is it my fault that they wouldn't take him? Is it my fault that he just stands around like a zombie and looks at me? Every place I go, there he is, looking.
What club did Hank join?
There wasn't any club that would take him without me. He said so himself. Doesn't that prove that he's just a nothing?
Well, then, Rob, I don't see what you're so upset about. Huh? Well, if Hank's such a nothing, as you say, why do you even worry about him? Go ahead and enjoy yourself. You don't owe him anything.
Sure don't.
That's what I said.
JVC.
Hey, Rob, hey, Rob. Hey, you guys, where's Rob?
In this room.
Hey, Robbie, hey, listen. I got it. They call me, and I'll remember, and I got it. Oh. I got it. Hey, that's a Viking insignia. Hey, look, forget what I thought. I mean, no matter what I was thinking, I didn't... I mean, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for what?
Well, for getting Mike to talk to the Vikings about me.
Well, I didn't say anything to Mike.
We can still be friends. And look, when the Vikings... You didn't?
Well, no. Maybe I should have, but I didn't.
Well, then how... Hey, Mike! You mean you talked to the Vikings about me without Rob even telling you to?
Vikings? What makes you think I talked to them?
Well, they call me. I'm a member, look.
Well, good. But what does that have to do with me? I mean, they can pick their own members without my okay, you know.
You mean they just... me? But I never... Me? All because just nothing?
Why not?
Well, I never thought I would... Well, I mean... How about that?
Hey, have fun.
Mike? Well, it looks pretty good, doesn't it? All it needed was a good washing.
Mike, did you?
About Hank? Yeah, well, I mentioned his name to one of the Vikings.
Well, then why'd you say you didn't?
Well, you're the guy who made the big speech about standing on your own 2 feet. Or does that just go for you? Well, you gonna tell him now and spoil it for him?
No, I won't spoil it. You know... That was a nice thing to do. You're not such a bad slob after all.
That's my sentiments exactly.
Well, what do you think, Dad?
That looks great, Mike.
All I needed was a little soap and water.
I'm not surprised. I've been recommending this stuff for years. Mike?
Yeah? If you have enough pull to get, somebody into the Vikings, well, would you say you had enough pull to get, maybe another guy?
Like who?
Like me.
Wait a minute, Rob. How can you join the Vikings when you're already a chieftain?
Yeah. Well, I quit the chieftains yesterday. I figured that if Hank wasn't their type, well, I probably wouldn't be either.
Well.
You know something? You're not such a bad slob either.
Well, I couldn't have put it more appropriately myself.
Well, then, could you, Mike?
Robbie, do you want to go on just being Mike Douglas's kid brother? I thought that was your big beef in the first place.
Well, it was, Dad, I guess, but...
Your best friend Hank is a member of the Vikings now, isn't he? Why don't you call him? If you ask him the right way, maybe he'd put in a good word for you.
Well, I guess that makes three.
Three what, Mike?
Three not so bad slobs.
Oh. Thanks. I think.
Robbie's on the phone, Chip.
No, that's okay, you guys.
I guess he must have got over his yelling mood.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, that's a one-way street, Bird Brain.
Hello? Hi, damn it. This is Phidias. Hey, Hank, I was wondering if you could kind of do me a little favor.
Confused about what time it is? Well, TV Land is shifting our schedule off the standard half hours this weekend to accommodate special full-length versions of these classic My Three Sons episodes. The Bub Years deserve nothing less.